Okay, calling the meeting to order at 6:03 of the Economic Development Commission. I'm going to do the roll. Chairman Brown,
Present.
Commissioner Elza. No,
Yeah,
now it
there it is.
is.
Present.
Commissioner Chaplunkar, Commissioner Bringle,
Present.
Commissioner Muir,
Present.
and Commissioner Preston is not here. Okay.
Any public comments?
No one is none no members of the public are present.
Okay. Nothing, no emails, anything like that. Approval of minutes. We weren't able to do them last time. We didn't have a quorum. I'm not even sure that the July 9th is a meeting, but
So it was technically a meeting. It was a majority of a quorum. There were three people present. A quorum is four. So in your packet, you noticed I provided simply a bullet point list of topics discussed. That's what our legal counsel advised was
okay.
appropriate. The recording obviously demonstrates the entirety of the meeting, and that was also published. It was not an official business meeting where we could take action on things. So that's why we have both minutes, which was the only action item from the July meeting, were the minutes from the May meeting.
Right. No, it makes sense. Anyone have any questions on the minutes? Can we get a approval to or a motion to approve? Second. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Number four. Did Barry in here?
No.
All right. I had a
Oh.
long meeting with him,
Hello.
though.
Oh, he is listening. Hold
Yeah, he
on.
said he was going to be.
There he is. Let me get him in. Hold on.
Oh, you know what? Well, we can wait till we have this call. I do want us to get to know everyone. I mean, I don't know.
Darian, can you hear us?
I
There he is.
okay, so would you like to do Darian's update at this point, or would you like to
That'd be great.
introduce the commissioners first?
We can do Darian's update
Okay.
just because I know he's busy. Do you have an update, Darian? Or I don't mean to put you on the
It's
spot.
I'm always somewhat prepared. No, I think the biggest thing
Yeah, you
that
are.
we are working on from our side of the house is we're partnering with the village to do a small business, a River Forest business owners meetup. So that is scheduled for the 17th of September at Byline Bank in River Forest. Shout out to Susie, who is doing all the food and beverage for us. So really excited to have that opportunity for our River Forest small business community. We recently did a ribbon cutting at a new wellness facility, sorry, in town as well. So that was exciting to see new businesses open. But really, we're kind of chugging along here as we wrap up our summer festival series, kind of looking to retool some things at the chamber and how we do business and launch our 501c3. So I think that you'll see a lot more coming out of that organization in terms of economic vitality for the region.
What time is the small business? Is it open to, I don't want to say the public, but maybe the committee?
Five
No.
to seven. I'm going to defer to Jessica for Open Meetings Act issues in terms of inviting the committee. But it's 5 to 7 for, and it is closed off for just River Forest business owners.
So we would like to invite the chamber and if I'm sorry. The Economic Development Commission. And if you guys plan to be there, then I can post a meeting so that you would be allowed to interact and things if at least three of you are going to be there. It's September 17th from 5 to 7 p.m. And if that's the case, then we can make it a legal meeting so that you guys can be there and you can feel free to talk freely. If only two or one of you are able to attend, then there's no need to do that.
Yeah, I got like parents weekend the next day. You know what I mean? Like some fun. But I would like to go as well. I knew that date sounded familiar. We will have another meeting
Wednesday.
before then.
It's a one. Yes, Wednesday.
should be open.
Okay. So I will make sure that we have an agenda. So it'll be like a special meeting so the three of you can attend and mingle. It's just an abundance of caution.
Sure.
So Open Meetings Act requires if the majority of a quorum, like three of you are going to be present somewhere and potentially talking about something that could be on your agenda, talking with businesses, that's exactly your wheelhouse. So the likelihood that it could slip into a place of being qualified under OMA. So it's just... just to be safe. So
that makes sense.
Yeah. The minutes will be just as kind of how they are now, because it's not, I'll have to check with council because it's not going to be a recorded event either. So I'll let you know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, it's not the biggest deal. Okay. Again, I really would want to go because I want to support. I love the fact that Darian's putting this together. I feel like we've had more momentum in the last year or 18 months since you've been on DM than like, I don't know. Nothing against the previous chamber. I just think there's been, new energy and it's been great. And I love things like this.
Seconded.
Yeah. Is right?
No, absolutely. It's been very good.
Yeah. Always something, and even prepared. And we don't have, you don't have to come here all the time either. You do enough. I know how busy you are. Crying out.
Jimmy, I appreciate that.
Of course. Why don't we take a moment? We're all here before we get into general development updates. Can we just go around? We have two new commissioners. I know we have another one coming next week. But for the time being, why don't we maybe just go around? We'll start with Raj and just. You
know. Residence for 21 years. Two kids. I've been on the commission for. This is my second term, so this is my fifth year on the commission.
Whatever. Favorite color? I don't know. You know?
My wife is active in the community.
Your career, I guess, might make sense.
Yeah. So I'm an engineer first and then a lawyer, an intellectual property lawyer.
Nice.
I'm a partner at a firm in the city. I can't lose it.
Cool. Scott Elza, I've been in River Forest, I think 15 or 16 years. My wife grew up here though, so she's same active. I work.
We wanted her, by the way.
Right.
Yeah.
And it wasn't
Scott will do.
Yeah.
We wanted Vicky.
I'm just a puppet. No. Yeah, we've got three kids and one's the same age as, Kyler's, and then I got our older one that's junior at Creighton. Katie's a sophomore at OPRF. And see, I work at First Bank Chicago. I've been there for 13 years, and I'm in charge of their loan operations department.
Very good.
Very exciting.
My name is Jessica Spencer. I'm the assistant village administrator here in River Forest. Feel like the administrative assistant for the commissions. I'm the staff liaison, which is pretty much very similar. So I'm the staff liaison for EDC, the zoning board, and the DRB, the development review board, and the plan commission when that pulls together from time to time. So if you have a question, I probably can get it for you or get somewhere close. So part of my job is to pull together the packets, and then also act as an intermediary with staff and the building department specifically. That's one of the departments that I oversee directly. So when topics come up, if a resident has a variance, then I'm helping coach them through that process and working them through the zoning board of appeals if necessary, or different development opportunities or different businesses. Part of my update tonight is talking about some of the business things that have come up in the past since we met last in the past couple of months. So yeah, if you have a question, it's a lot.
We are not a very bureaucratic township, you know what I mean, compared to Oak Park. We have Jessica, we have Matt, a bunch of great staff. She can handle everything. Usually she's the liaison for any questions that you have involved with this commission. My name is Kyler Brown. I grew up in Oak Park, moved to River Forest in high school. Never thought I'd come back and started having little kids. It's a pretty good place to raise them. So came back here, lived down the street, and I've been on the commission for, second term. It's been a minute, not as long as this guy, but it's been a while, I guess. I'm a commercial lender over at Huntington Bank, and my main goal, I mean, so you guys know, I think like everyone else care about River Forest, want to see, I like the idea of having different ideas there. You know, we want to make sure that we're doing what's right by River Forest in our small part, kind of understand, you know, when it comes to the two main things that we really focus on are development with what we can. And we try to do the best we can to kind of guide the different ideas in that direction. Usually everything we do is a suggestion to the trustees. So basically we opine and then they decide. We give them some evidence to that effect. The other thing that we do is Darian was just mentioned. Darian runs the Oak Park River Forest Chamber of Commerce, and we try to help small businesses. We don't have a ton of them, but the ones that we do have, and it's not as easy as you might think. It's hard to get lists and things like that. So we try to come up with creative ideas to help small businesses. We're doing a grant program, kind of similar to what the city does and Chicago and a lot of places do for facade work. We reimburse up to 50%, up to $5,000 for any property on the TIF district. So people want to get a new sign, something like that.
Or is it 10?
It's 10. It's 10,000, but I think it's five is our portion.
Oh, got it.
The work's 10.
50%.
We went back and forth on that. And it also depends, you know, how many pins and, you know, there's a couple different things. But the idea is to say, look, what ideas do we have to help the businesses that we have? They've chosen River Forest. We need to do what's the best we can to stand by them. At the end of the day, we do the best we can. We can't change the world all the time, but we do our best to give advice. Just to give you guys, we didn't talk before, so giving you the elevator speech or whatever it might be.
It's good. It's good.
Tim?
Yep. I'm Tim Brangle, a resident here of 21 years as well. 10 years in Oak Park, and then we moved over here. I have four kids who all went through schools here. And as I announced earlier, we're talking about kids. My daughter's going into senior year, my final caboose, so I'm almost done with college, which is great. But I've been on the EDC since its inception. There are no term limits yet on this, I don't think.
No.
Please. No, it's a great commission.
No.
Happy to be here.
So
we call him the Oracle. He's not allowed to leave.
There's a lot of things that I think I just jump into the EDC. My elevator pitch is very similar. It's just we've been charged with always trying to maximize the economic opportunities for businesses that are here and new businesses. And again, we have very limited potential in that regard, in that we have very limited commercial corridors and things like that. And so, but we've tried what we try to maximize. So yeah, we've been involved. We've done a number of different things. I can give you a whole history of stuff that's been tried, and some successful, some not. But we keep pushing to arm the village with both our expertise, but also the right tools to enable economic development, because we are a primarily residential base community. Be nice to have maximize as much commercial as we can, those types of things within, you know, reason and size and scale of this community. So, but that's been a lot of what we do. I am an architect, urban planner, and development consultant. So we do a lot of this in the public and private sector on my own. I get paid for it usually. But most of my training is actually really in design and architecture. But we've been doing a lot with Cook County and tax programs and all that kind of stuff. So I do a lot of this sort of development on my own. So I enjoy it. I like to try to put the pieces of the puzzle together. And so we try to do that here, a little smaller scale, but excited to have some new faces. And also the leadership of Kyler and Jessica has been great, and Darian as well. So really helped kind of reshape the EDC in the last year or two. And of course, everybody else is here. So
it's a good group.
Mm-hmm.
So how long has the EDC
I'm trying to remember.
1906.
Is it 12?
I'm going to look. I want to say.
Just going to say.
Yeah.
I was just going to guess. That's where I
am. We won't let him leave. With him would go too much institutional knowledge. So he'll either have to.
It's helpful. I don't know if it is or not.
It is.
No,
I think it is.
It is.
But, yeah, I guess it's 12 years.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you guys prefer me as my.
Yes, we are recording the meeting.
Okay.
So that'd be helpful.
All right. I am Elizabeth Muir. I prefer Liz. We moved to River Forest, I think about 5 years ago. Actually, no, I lie. It's over 6 years now. We have an almost 6 and 8 year old. We're at Lincoln. I worked for AT&T for 18 years, recently got laid off, and I actually just bought a small business myself. So hopefully that's not a conflict of interest here, I'm wondering. Mm-hmm. It's called Fit for Mom. So yeah, we love River Forest, and I'm excited to get a little more involved with not being a slave to corporate America right now.
Yeah.
It's called Fit for Mom. So it's workouts for moms. Oh, so prenatal.
Yeah, like strollers, right?
Yep,
I don't mean
exactly.
That's an awesome. Those are great.
Yeah.
Where are you going to be located?
So the only location I have right now in River Forest is Temple Har Zion. Okay. We do a lot in Forest Park, Park District.
Okay.
I bought an existing business, so that's where the classes have been.
Cool.
Yeah. Last summer, actually. Yeah.
No, that's
great perspective.
Totally. Yeah. It's not a conflict at all. Like,
okay.
Oh. Yeah. I think it's helpful to have. Okay. A viewpoint of especially someone that just bought one. What what's the village doing? What are they not doing?
I have lots of questions. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And those the total sidebar, but that your business, you know, but whatever. I don't want to get too personal on this, but it's really cool that you're helping moms that are just having kids get in shape, and the fellowship that's created. I know it's great. So
yeah, I've been a member of myself for 5 years since I had my last child, and yeah, it's been an important part of my life. So
totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. My wife's too. So that's cool.
Awesome.
And the
well, thanks for having me.
Tim, you've been here since 2013.
Oh,
I looked it up.
12 years.
Yeah.
It's 2025.
Yeah.
It's not
12 years.
1990 was 10 years ago. So I don't know how the math works, but
I know.
Yes.
Thank you, Liz.
Yep.
Carr Preston, welcome to the new members, Scott and Liz. Good mm-hmm. to have you on board. Some new energy, new ideas. So I moved to River Forest 24 years ago. Three kids kind of came through the River Forest schools. Daughter is in LA now. Son's in New York, and a son here in Chicago. And I work in private equity, kind of partner in a firm downtown. And I think I've been on the committee since 16. That ring a bell? So
hold on, I'll look since I got it. Yes.
16. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, you got it up.
Kyler, you were first appointed in 2017, Raj 2021, and then Liz and Scott just a couple months ago.
Yeah, and I just echo the comments of, you know, Kyler and Tim, just trying to be a resource, support. Great to have your perspective, buying a business, trying to build a business. Great you bought a business where you were a customer as well to start. That gives you a really good perspective. And I think it's good to see the momentum over the last, I don't know, couple years or so with kind of new ideas, initiatives, and getting a broker finally kind of engaged and kind of working on things through the TIF district and the facade program. I don't know if we've had any participants or applications at this point.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So, but
yeah.
I will wait for my turn.
That's great.
I agree. And I think, you know, I think what we've been doing here is we've been, and Darian's been great, of course, but just spitballing with some new ideas. So I wanted to keep that. It's nice to have new blood sometimes in these commissions because you get new ideas that bubble up that you maybe hadn't thought of before. And this is the place where we workshop them. You know what I mean? So if there's something you've seen elsewhere, you have ideas, just bring them up. Don't feel that, you know, the need not to mm-hmm. or uncomfortable. And if you do feel uncomfortable, let me know. But because that's how we're going to get new ideas. They're not all going to work. They're not all going to work with the village. We're not going to be able to do this. We're not going to be able to do that. But if we're not thinking about it, we're not going to do anything. So That's great to have you guys on board. And then Matt can tell us who he is. I don't know. I guess I'll sit over there. He can tell us who he is next month. He's another local River Forest dad. Got a couple kids. So continuing with number four, right? Because you have if you guys have questions, I know you have my number. But Liz, if you have questions and if you want to reach out to Jessica, myself, or anyone, I'm sure everyone's okay with that. If something pops up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So the only thing I would add is just be careful when you're talking outside of the office. You gotta or outside of the yeah. Yes.
Last time.
On the record, put it on the record. Yeah. Just make sure that I would say the easiest thing is go read the Open Meetings Act. I think both of you did it already, right? Did you send us the certificate? So you have to do the Open Meetings Act training through the Attorney General's website, and then there's a certificate that prints out at the end. Okay. I can send it again. Okay. So and that's fine. We ask for you to do it in the first 12 months. So it's the high level is
last 11 months, 30 days.
The high level important pieces are public meetings are meant to take place in the public. And so we don't want, hey, Kyler, what do you think about the new development update Jessica gave? Like, we don't want to have those kinds of sidebar conversations because that's unfair to the public. And they have a right to hear your thoughts and opinions. That's why you're here. Kathy thought highly of you to appoint each of you to these positions. And so we want your viewpoints to be made public. And so that's pretty much all. When it comes to email, I will blind copy you all so that you don't accidentally hit reply all and then start an open meetings violation. But I did share with you guys in your new commissioner handbook, each other's email addresses. So you're certainly welcome to reach out. And then if you'd like to, I only shared email addresses because I wasn't sure what phone numbers you guys wanted each other to have. But you're welcome to ask each other for the phone numbers. Just, three of you makes a majority of a quorum. So that's why we limit conversations to just two people at a time, even in text thread. That's the short of it. Mm-hmm. The case law on this is nerdy, fascinating for communities that have gotten caught, especially during COVID. They were caught, like some of them were texting on Zoom, even though they were all in Zoom in different places. And that was because they were texting each other. Staff was texting each other at a different community, of course. And that was a violation. They got caught in Open Meetings Act. There was a lawsuit and this whole, you know, so.
We want to do.
It's very serious business. So, yeah.
We want to do. I mean, hopefully everyone here wants to do what's best for River Forest.
Of course.
You know, I mean, that's the goal. We are not. I don't know. There's some people in the village might think that there's a lot of discussions that happen backhand and all these things that might be happening. I almost wish that was happening because then it would be like maybe perhaps more actually happening. But the fact is we're not. This is the only time we talk. There's no other. I don't know. This is it. So we do follow those rules very closely.
We do.
And for good reason.
Yes.
Number four, but there is more for number four. Would that be under, would you consider that?
I was putting them under general development updates personally, but it doesn't really matter. It's all kind of the same. So I wanted to let you know that JLL has requested additional information from the interested developers who have responded to our original LOI. So we are working through that process. I don't have much else on that front at this point. We're hoping to get that information back, and then we can start working forward on that project. But at this point, it's very little to share, but that's what I got.
Are we pressing them? I mean,
yes. Not,
yeah, mm-hmm. We are. Yeah. Like how?
We, you know, we're okay. What's your deadline? Okay. Our deadline is Thursday, Friday, but we really would like to get an answer. So we're going to, you know, if it's Monday, we're going to let it bleed into Monday too. So,
right. I mean, you're not trying to it's not a bad situation, but
JLL is, we feel like they're being proactive, and I know it may look like a protracted process at this point, but what they're explaining to us, what they're doing and how they're vetting and how they're looking at the interested developers, we're comfortable with at this point.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're the right firm, but it just seems like it's taken a long time to be just starting the second round. And I just know how spread everyone is in the office. Like, and sometimes with, you know, a place like JLL, if you're not top of mind, you're not top of mind. Mm-hmm. You know, like it just sometimes they just need to be push to get some work done and not just, oh, we're waiting for this. And
I'm getting the feeling it's not JLL that's not actively dogging people. It's vacation schedules on the other side as well. Okay, well, I can't get it to you by Friday because the whole office is on vacation. You know,
that makes
so
sense.
We're hopeful that, you know, as the summer is winding down, that we'll kind of see a little bit more.
And can they tell you how much interest that or no?
They're telling us that there was quite a bit of interest. Yeah.
And for.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. Right. It's back up here.
So maybe we ought to.
Okay. Yeah. So back it up a little bit. JLL was hired by the village to market and seek a developer for the property at Madison and Ashland.
And potentially others.
Correct. But specifically at this point for those. And so they put out a letter of a request for a letter of intent, of interest rather, from developers who had seen the ad that they had put together and the offering memorandum. So, you know, we put that out into the marketplace a couple months ago, and then we're having these letters trickle in, and they're, you know, we've asked a couple more questions. So they're now going back out and asking questions, and we're trying to just make sure that we have steady, clean, clear information before we bring it forth. There's a lot of scrutiny on development in town, and we're trying to make sure that this is a rigorous process. And so we're trying to ask the questions that we believe that's like staff is asking the questions that we believe we're going to be asked. I believe it was in the next like week or so. I don't recall exactly, but it was coming up soon.
Where does it go from there? So make a recommendation to us, make a recommendation to trust the board.
So they will, the way that it typically goes is we don't typically do development like this, but our hope is that they will be able to narrow it down. Right. Whatever that criteria may look like, they will narrow it down and someone will rise to the top. And then we'll have to, if it's one, then that's a little bit easier. If it's a couple, then we have to look at it again and figure out who is, you know, how we got to split hairs at that point. Right. So the plan will be to look and see what comes up, and then we will have a conversation with the village board. And see what, like, at that point, you know, what are we doing in terms of next steps? They're
with the village board or with the commission?
With the village board. Right. So the village board would always receive the introduction, and then they would direct it to the commission, which in this case, it would actually be the development review board who would be receiving it, because they are the ones who are responsible for development. And that means everything from the negotiation of the contracts. This will be a planned development process because of the size, literally the size of the land that's involved. So there will be public hearings, there will be presentations, there will be a lot of discussion at that point.
What's the commission's part of any thing going forward? Anything?
This commission?
Yeah.
So
otherwise,
I don't know if there will be, because I don't know if this commission specifically would be involved. Typically with this kind of project, it would just go to the development review board, but the village board has purview to say, we want anybody.
Well,
you know,
we help bring JLL in. We help organize that whole thing. Mm-hmm. We help set that up. We're trying to help set up TIF. We did set up TIF. We help with zoning that didn't pass. All these things are kind of a emanating from us as well. I think we should have a role in that. Honestly,
I would agree. I mean, just because I think the not necessarily. Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I'm not volunteering because everybody's busy. But that is anyway. I just I think it should come to us.
Yeah, it would seem.
I would agree. That's the whole thing. We're Economic Development Commission, right? And so one of the better things that would come out of it is if they have multiple offers, because then you can compare and from an economic standpoint for the village itself, what's the best course? Mm-hmm. If the town just gets one bid, that looks great. And then whatever they put up and it doesn't,
right,
then the village doesn't look so good in the eyes of, so I'm with Tim and Kyler. I would think you'd want to be able to at least have an idea of who's see what. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Like, right.
Well, there's leverage there too, which is good, but.
Business.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What I'm quoting to you is the official plan development process. Like I said, the village board may absolutely decide to deviate from that process and put that, you know, bring that to this commission
this
as well. I don't
kind know. Of what I've been saying all along. JLL's tasked to get the right development, which is the right program use, economics, blah, blah, blah. Like, not just a sale.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a design review, it's a development review.
Right.
And that to me goes beyond, I think that's where we blend at least. The economics and vision and all that, I think we bring it together. So more so than I think other
commissions. Yeah, they're looking at.
The economics are really important to it.
Very true.
And the design, all of that comes together. So
I think the other thing is the working relationship with JLL as a partner. Going forward, this is the idea. So backing up a little bit for Scott and Liz, forever I wanted to have a broker that would work with the village. It just made sense to me that we would have a broker that would know our village, know all the properties that are available, and know what are, more importantly, like what are, we do not want to be Oak Park. We do not want giant development. We want the right development. There's character here. There's a reason we all moved here. You know, there's a lot of things that go into it. That's not just the bottom dollar. A broker has to know that, because a lot of brokers, most of the brokers we brought in here were trying to just talk about our, their ROI and stuff, which we don't really care that much about. So, JLL was great. I think they fully understand what we wanted to do. And the hope is they do have knowledge of the village. They did the Priory. They've worked on Lake and Lathrop. They just know it very well. The hope is that, they do this. They do a good job, but they're constantly thinking of River Forest, about development in different areas and different properties that aren't even put together yet.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea is that they would eventually be that real partner. If that's the case, and I think that's what we want, I think a continued conversation with this commission and JLL, maybe less separate than it's been. When it gets to a certain point, I think makes sense. We're the ones who vetted them out. We went through the process. I think if we start working with different commissions as a lead partnership with them, it doesn't make as much sense to me. So I don't know if there's obviously nothing votable, but if it can be communicated to whoever it needs to be communicated that this commission would like to continue working with JLL and be a part of that process. That doesn't have to be the only part, but a part of that process. I think it makes sense on like five or six different levels. So
very true. I will definitely make sure the village administrator is aware of that. And then we will, see how, as this evolves, what makes the most sense, but I will definitely explain that this commission is interested in participating.
Yeah, it's just
so. What criteria is JLL using to do the first cut? You seem to suggest that they had several and they're going to present like two or one or whatever they think. What's that criteria they're using?
So I don't know the exact criteria. I think that's more of their internal process of what just their expertise of what a development looks good and what, you know, what doesn't, as they get, as these developers learn more about the community and what this exact property looks like. I think that there has been, as we're able to, as staff has been answering some questions that have come through, you know, what does public participation look like in the town? And we've answered, you know, we do have public hearings. Obviously, that seemed like a pretty straightforward answer. Every town has public participation for development. But, you know, as we have been able to answer some more River Forest focused questions, I think from what they tell me, they do a lot. They posted this memorandum of offering memorandum. Thank you. And then they get certain number of inquiries, and then they call the people. Right. And so, hey, we've got this opportunity. Are you interested? And there's yeah, sure, I'm interested. And then they, you know, call back a couple days later and either they've got some questions or they were asking for a letter of interest by a specific date. I think it was the middle of July. And some people were interested in doing it. Some people weren't. As much as we think that we're a very highly desirable area, one of the things we were running into is this is a very small project. Yeah. It's less than 1 acre. And we're looking at, you know, currently the code sits at 30 feet tall and on-site parking and
setback.
Right. Like, you know, there's
you had some recommendations on that.
And so, you know, some developers look at that and go, okay, I'm out. You know, I need something that's over, it's going to be 10 stories tall. And you're telling me 30 feet is your height. And so they're disqualifying themselves.
Yeah. I mean, because we don't want it.
We don't want 10 stories. Yeah. Right. Correct. So, but it takes a little bit of that conversation still, you know, where they're able to make that determination.
But for going for what's going to come down the pike, because mm-hmm. it will come down. It would be good to have an idea of the kinds of projects that were turned away mm-hmm. so that when the public, when we are faced with these three, it's like, no, it was on just these three. These other people didn't make the first cut.
It's mm-hmm. a good point.
Great. I agree completely. Like, what's the review criteria? So
there was at least some due diligence done. And, you know, based on what I'm assuming you're giving them feedback. Giving them the criteria, if you will, based on the feedback you've received
thus far
from the villagers, right?
Correct.
So that would kind of at least show openness that, you know, it's got into the village and they're telling these people that's, you know, and people approached us and we didn't let them come in.
Right.
That's a really good point.
Mm-hmm.
And, go ahead.
And then you said the DRB is going to take it up, and I can perhaps read up on it. So, what is the DRB's role? What are they going to say? Let's say the developer comes and says, I can't do it in 30 feet. I want to go 35 feet.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the DRB's role, right? That's the zoning.
So they're the development review board. So they are, from what I'm understanding of this, is they are able to look at all of the conditions that are requested, and they would make I forgot what the term is, they would make requests at that point. 30 feet isn't going to work, we need 35 feet or whatever the case may be. And then the development review board, I just walked this through this process with the park district, and one of the things that they wanted was it's more paperwork than anything else, but they talk about how they want a waiver of the landscape plan because they want to, you know, we have special requirements for the park and where they place trees when they redo, you know, so they have to make an official request. I want to move trees. We usually make it stay on the property. We're going to allow, or in Keystone, for example, we let them move trees to a different park in the village. They're still replacing the tree. It's just not at that same exact parcel. So those kinds of requests would be made at that point, and then that would be packaged. They would, and then the development review board would make their recommendation. Yes, you know, thumbs up, thumbs down. We recommend it or we don't. And then it would go to the village board for approval.
But Tim and Kyler made an interesting point. I mean, mm-hmm. the DRB, and more power to them if they want to do it, but if the DRB goes, well, this building, this looks fine. Okay, everything looks good here. But if that is not going to drive any economic activity, mm-hmm. let's say there are three proposals, okay? There are three proposals on the table, and you know, the one of the proposals is perhaps going to drive more economic activity into the village. But the DRB goes with, oh, that's good because I'll be able to save four trees or whatever aesthetic mm-hmm. lens they are using. And I don't think that does good, you know, that's not overall good for the village, right? Because there's, you know, there was a proposal that was perhaps going to be able to drive more economic activity in the village, but that just left on the, you know, was left on the wayside because it wasn't in the calculus, if you will. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why I think they should, once it's vetted to the board, and I think this commission, then it should go to them on, you know, does it make sense from the zoning standpoint? Does it make sense from, you know, the height standpoint? That's not our
purview
at all. Yeah, exactly. I will say, just to back up a little bit for Wiz and Scott, the reason Tim and I, you know, what's happened in every development, residential for sure, in River Forest since forever, there's been zoning variances that are made for every development. So let's say it's got to be 30 feet. The actual zoning says 30 feet, but for all intents and purposes, we'll allow 40 feet if the development makes sense. So we make changes in the variances. Again, none of this is necessarily written in, obviously it's not written in the zoning, what would you call it, handbook or rule guide?
Code.
Yeah. But it's what happens. And so and there's a lot of things that almost on every development that variances are made. So recently, and this is a pain in the butt to developers because they don't know what the actual, we're saying, well, yeah, this is what it says, but you know, maybe we can do more. That's not the way you want to do business. You want to do business with, these are the rules, this is the code, this is what you have to follow. You go out there and you put your development together for this. So we made the recommendations of some zoning changes that I'm assuming all these developers are going to ask for. Maybe not. Maybe I'll be surprised, but they're going to ask for them. And it was turned down. It is what it is with the zoning board. So we'll see. This will be the first development we're doing where we'll see how close it is to what we end up getting. I'm interested to see all the proposals. I think Raj is right. I think there's going to be a lot of, not 10 stories, but there's going to be a lot that are going to be 5 stories because they're all going to know, hey, well, we could probably get away with this or with that. I think it would be really good to know that, look, this is what everyone was asking for. We said no to all those people, you know, and I don't know. That's it.
Well, getaway isn't the right term, but
what's that?
We get away with it. So we have to get away with 5 floors.
Yeah.
About the economics and the pro forma and all that. And, you know, so anyway, the zoning was done in an attempt to align it to what's happening actually on Madison and other areas and in other communities with respect to that. It was a recommendation to increase the heights and also change some of the parking because it technically is a TOD. It's right next to transit. It's in a commercial district. So we were lessening the requirement on parking, which would allow less burden again on the development for parking. So, you know, they're smart moves. It's what a lot of communities are doing, actually a lot of cities. And it was in line with most practices today. And it was recommended to the zoning board to take it and advance it and, you know, codify it, really. We didn't do that. We did sort of basic parameters that we thought would help the economics, help provide developer certainty, as you're saying, help provide, which is an incentive, you know, to bring in development, not to just give them carte blanche. It was, you know, still pretty well tight.
And it has to go through the review committee anyways.
Yeah, zoning board would take that. And, of course, it didn't advance. So we are likely to see, you know, just the mere fact of trying to pencil things out, pro formas, you're going to see probably proposals that are going to be higher. But I do think your point about the criteria is very important. It's like this is sort of getting at, again, with JLM, when they put the offering out, there should be very clear criteria of what we want. And I think we always point to the comp plan. The comprehensive plan does give some indication of what that should be, what a Bible of sorts of where the village wants to go mm-hmm. in terms of development. So that's very important. But some of the intangibles, Sheridan was a good example. The senior facility on Harlem came to us, mm-hmm. not initially, but it was vetted through, I think, the appropriate commissions, came to us, and they were asking simple questions and showing us plans. Some of the things that came out of that discussion were, oh, we'll put our amenity space. If we could do retail, we'll do retail. We were pushing for activation of the street, mm-hmm. more retail, and that. And they didn't quite get there, although they think there's a salon that you could use if you wanted to, I think. But they positioned that, their community space and all that, on Harlem so that the street scape was active. And that's kind of a planning thing. They did setbacks, the facade. So they were working. It was a bit of design, but also programmatic changes that we had pushed. In addition to, you know, hey, you're going to have the crazy good idea. There's a surcharge if they exceed a certain amount of calls to the fire department and ambulance service, because this is a senior population. There's presumably a higher frequency for that. Mm-hmm. A lot of that was vetted. That it all came through the various commissions to form what I think is a very nice development. Mm-hmm. And I think it's worked well. But that's the kind of thing, like, that interaction, I think, is really important, because just through a singular lens of, and you've got our point, I think, but and that's the kind of thing I'm very interested in seeing. Or at least there should be some sense of, okay, here are the top proposals. I actually don't even want to see them take any off. I'd like to see. I think some don't see them.
I agree.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to overstep, but, you know, let us look at it, because I don't think their offering was that strong in terms of setting that criteria, to be honest.
Yeah.
I know they can do it, but this is the community that knows the community. You know what I mean? And what I think the desires and the vision of the village is. So. Anyway,
I 1,000,000% agree. I mean, I don't know what the, we'd have to be in special session maybe, because it's discussion of executive session, because it's discussion of buy and sale properties. But I do think it would make sense for us to see it, to not only know like what other developers are thinking of our village. You know, if these are the developments that they're saying, that's, they're making a comment on River Forest, and it would be very helpful. We know what we think of ourselves, but it would be interesting to see what other people are thinking.
Not to belabor the point, but even like, I don't know, like that will be it's at the intersection of Madison. That's a busy street. I'm sure there might be traffic impacts. Is the traffic commission going to be, their mm-hmm. input going to be sought? Mm-hmm. It seems like in the first cut, there should be some kind of ad hoc commission with commissioners from different.
Well, we did an ad hoc to pick them. Honestly, and what's most important, they're generating business and proposal. That's mm-hmm. the most important thing. I would do an ad hoc. I agree. I think something like that, an ad hoc review committee. Maybe it's a variety of commissions. You know, people from different commissions that come together. I guess you probably have open meetings act for that. But you know, somebody that from the different perspectives that are looking at to help JLL. From a community perspective and from a commission perspective, these are things important for River Forest.
And I think I think they're not putting form over substance, but at least there's a sense to the village that this was seriously looked at by different people at the same time, rather than just, it was just run through the, you know, rinse and, you know, just proceed. It's not, you know what I'm saying?
I do. Well, I do. I mean, I do. Yeah, it's, I think, communication, and I mean, there's a lot of eyes on it,
but that's the right word. It is, there's nothing wrong. Yeah, right.
Because it builds a level of trust, which I don't think is always there, and it's unfortunate, because I think the more open the process can be, the more eyes that are on it, the more review from the people that are here, it helps with all of that.
And to take it all the way back for the last minute on this, the EDC operated as that function. We were doing what JLL was trying to do now. We didn't have a broker, because the EDC, through prior managers, and we were doing that, putting out RFPs for proposals. So we were trying to generate that. Mm-hmm. We had some success, but not really. We had a lot of controversy, but as always happens in these communities, but we were doing that. And I think that's where the notion, let's bring a professional in. Mm-hmm. But so again, the EDC was very involved in that kind of, they were vetting proposals. And brought them to the community, and you know, then we were making recommendations and passing. We were kind of doing what JLL is doing.
Yeah.
So I do think there's a role. So. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Thank you.
Sorry, but it's obviously important to us because look, I
think I got it. I think I got the picture.
Once bitten, twice shy. It's like the fifth time bitten.
Right.
Yeah.
Shy.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
It is. It is. If you're on this commission, that's what's important to you.
Mm-hmm.
Most likely.
For sure.
All right. And I do think one last thing on it, I would just continue to push JLL. I would just continue to push them, you know, let them know. I mean, we're not looking. They can go out and work harder if people want. I mean, I don't know. It seems like it's taking a long time. I get the summer thing. That is true. But these guys want to make money. I mean, they, you know, I don't know. Like, these deals sometimes come together a little bit quicker. I mean, maybe I'm off on that. How long? When did we?
It's still difficult out there right now. But
yeah,
as you know. Then
we're lending. Banks,
I know, but it's still.
I mean, it's not that hard to get money right now for this. Maybe the size is a little bit off. It's kind of an oddball size, the loan size. But all right,
I'm very curious, but because there's other parcels adjacent that we've hinted at, right? That they could get to, they could get that over a threshold of size that makes, you know, makes it more viable.
So. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
So regarding Lake and Lathrop, there'll be an update in the newsletter this week. The next court date is September 12th. So we don't have an update leading up to it, but hopefully we'll have more later this month. So that one's hanging out.
That's if the court date happens.
Right. True.
I'm just knowing, you know, foreclosure.
It, mm-hmm. There's a lot of
getting pushed.
Right.
Could be. Could. It's possible.
Hopefully it doesn't. Hopefully we're able to kind of keep scooting this one along too.
Yeah.
Is it getting continued, the hearing? Is that what's happening? They get a continuance or something? What's going on?
I don't know exactly what the status of it is, like what they'll actually be talking about on the 12th. What I do know is that we reached out to the receiver about the netting on the fence, the screening on the fence, and they've ordered more. So they'll be replacing the screening. So we're baby steps to try to keep it looking decent while the court process is working. So I know it's not a lot. So
this sucks.
I know.
And the village has no say.
That's what's
at all. Like when.
We're an interested party at best.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, I just, you know, you just think of like different properties and things that happen. You know, you put a mechanics lien, the mechanics lien goes on and goes in front of everything. I don't understand why the village can't. There's something.
And yeah, like
I'm not an attorney.
Say that in the mic.
I don't know anything.
Right.
Unless you're all state court for that.
Right. I just, you know, it just. Blows my mind. I just don't understand it. But
good news. First Watch has been issued their certificate of occupancy.
Nice.
So we don't have an open date. I've been nudging them to find out when their open date is. I've heard Labor Day. I heard a little bit before that. So we're looking really good soon. Yep.
Anybody?
No. I've heard really good things. Their menu looks good. They have a liquor license.
I heard that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everyone's very excited.
Oh,
they're like a breakfast place.
It's a breakfast.
Yeah, I like mimosas.
Place, yeah.
And a liquor license.
Mm-hmm. Liquor license. They've got mimosas and Bloody Marys. And then there's a third one. I think it's like Cinnamon Toast Crunch something.
I can't wait. That's
yeah, I know.
Drives revenue.
Right. We like that. So that should be opening.
That's a good first liquor license in River Forest, and
what we talked about last time.
I think Good Earth was the last one.
All right.
Before that, so it's been a long time, right?
Is there any thought to having a small business
meeting there after hours?
We could technically host a meeting wherever you'd like it. I just had to put the agenda up 2 days beforehand. So you tell me.
I would think they'd want just the exposure.
Business. So I am working with Darian and his team at the chamber to try to figure out what that date is so that we can have a grand opening. And of course, you guys would all be invited to come out and do the ribbon cutting, and it'll be in the news.
With Darian involved. You know what I mean? Like, I don't even know if he's still
here.
But, yeah. Like,
he's still here.
He'll figure that one out.
Yeah. So I do have one business that is in the final stages of the facade improvement grant program.
All right.
So that's very exciting. I don't want to say their name just yet. Make sure I don't want to jinx them. We'll get them through across the finish line, and then I will make.
Can you tell us? Is it on Madison or North Avenue?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, you just have Madison. I'm going to guess North Avenue.
North Avenue.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it a fitness company?
No.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What's its name?
Oh, is it bigger than a bread box?
Can I keep guessing?
They have a building made out of bricks.
Oh,
so it should be. I believe it's done. I believe they're real close to having final inspections, so it'll be pretty soon. And they did take advantage of the full $5,000.
Oh, good,
which is great. Like gutters and I think tuck pointing and kind of the gutters, like the gutters along the roof line and then all the way down.
All the sexy stuff that we can point to.
Right.
Hey, tuck pointing is nice.
Paid for, sponsored by
the EDC.
just your face.
You're gonna get it bronzed.
Yeah.
Right. Yes. Right.
Right.
We do have another business that has expressed interest in this regarding their awnings, which I don't believe was explicitly outlined in the grant program, but I told them that that would definitely qualify.
Yeah.
That's the
intent, I would think.
Yep.
Helping kind of gets the word out by success.
Correct.
Market.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was just going to say. How would we tombstone it?
We're looking into social media, but I got to get permission, and it's kind of, you know, shouldn't be a.
I totally agree. Yeah, I was just. Mm-hmm. You were joking about the plaque, but maybe just like a little something in the window. I don't know, for a little bit. I mean, that's not, you know, we don't need to have our faces on it. But I, you know,
pictures after the meeting.
Just yours. This got her sponsored by the EDC and Tyler.
I love the fact that it's like gutters and tuck pointing. It's like the least, you know what I mean? It's like, let's try to do the awning as well.
All important.
It is.
I know.
So, yep, we're excited to see those.
A good tuck point, man.
It's good tuck pointing. It did a lot for St. Luke's. I mean, good tuck pointing can do a lot. Mm-hmm. All right.
It's a big deal.
All right.
So also on North Avenue, we have a North Avenue resurfacing program that IDOT is doing, which is going to disrupt traffic, but they have made certain statements. I certainly won't say promises that they will do most of the construction at night. But you might want to consider other routes if you're driving on North Avenue.
That
technically started 2 weeks ago.
What is this?
So North Avenue resurfacing project. So there, it's all of North Avenue from 294 to Cicero. And they were coming through in the last 2 weeks, and they were checking for utilities. So you might have seen equipment like parked on the side streets. And so they're going to be, you know, doing that nice little grind thing. And
are they doing the, there was some talk that they were going to do a divider.
But there's a project website where you could learn. And there was talk of bump outs. So
the pedestrian distance,
there's also, so the village was also in the process of working with Elmwood Park to discuss about our section of North Avenue. And I'd have to check with Public Works Director. I believe we're in the early stages, or medium stages of designing that one just yet. So I don't know exactly what that looks like. But there was a lot of conversation with IDOT and trying to coordinate that so we don't have it under construction forever.
I was wondering if that was still happening. Specifically our conversation with Elmwood Park. Mm-hmm. That's another one that I think if there's more information, I'd love to hear more about it in this committee, because what Elmwood Park's done has been great. They bought some of the buildings behind there. They have parking. You can easily access all that. I mean, it, all the restaurants, every, what kills the River Forest side is parking. You know what I mean? Like access to those businesses. And so I think what, first of all, I think what they've done is great. I think they've had a pretty good vision. And if we could, I just think they're going doing a good job. I think it would be good to teamwork with them if we could do something similar on our side.
Yeah.
It's a little bit more difficult, but I,
well, again, the comprehensive plan looked at stuff like that. So I know they were trying to emulate what Elmwood was doing in terms of solving for parking. I think the opportunity with this is also just to narrow that distance, the perceived distance. It's a little bit like Frogger. Am I dating myself?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like Frogger getting across there. I live up on that end. Johnny's is right across the street, but man, it's tough to get to.
Yeah.
It's worth it, though. It's worth it.
We used to make kids go down to the light and go across, and they never did it, I don't think.
That whole area is doing great.
But yeah,
Johnny, I mean,
you know, done right. The
totally.
Curb bump outs, a median, if they can do it. I know it's a state road, and, but be interesting to see what they're proposing.
Yeah. So,
and I've always professed since day one on this commission that, you know, Elmwood is as much a part of this. Corridor is two sides. It's successful when they're both successful.
Mm-hmm.
They're being very successful. We need to kind of, we can leverage that. So,
yeah. I mean, what they're doing right there, right by, you know, Johnny's and two blocks in every direction, there's a lot going on that we can certainly look to piggyback off of.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Greek restaurant coming up there. Are they doing a cul-de-sac or something there on North Avenue?
On Elmwood Parkside?
Yeah.
I don't know.
There's a lot. I mean, there's... they do.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about. Yes. Kind of by Alpines. Yes. Is it? Yep. And so they are, I believe they're... I don't know about the cul-de-sac, but I read the article in the Wednesday Journal about the new... Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Do they have a lot of parking on the Elmwood side? I think they have that little lot that they've created.
In the Alpine's a pain in the ass to park.
There's no parking there. But like
you got to go around.
The back.
Yeah.
You got to come in the back and then
that little alley.
But Johnny's in some of the other ones. There's parking because that's what they did. Yeah.
True.
Right.
So as we learn more about the resurfacing project, we are using social media to kind of warn people as much as we can. I used our business contact list for the businesses on North Avenue to send out a notification earlier today to really target an email to target our businesses up there and say, hey, you know, we know this is a construction project. It, you know, we're trying to encourage people to drive to use other routes, but, you know, they're doing what they can to mitigate the traffic impact during the day. So hopefully it's not impacting your business as well. But you know, that was another, plus for the business registration list and making sure we have that contact information up to date so we can share this information as much as we can. I know not everybody's on Facebook or not able to check it that often. So, we're trying.
Actually, can I add one more comment on that? I there's vacancies on North Avenue. Mm-hmm. There's buildings for sale. There's on our side. We have a major project that's going to hopefully enhance it as much as there's a disruption in the near term. We have a facade program. We have things, tools here that we're starting to put together. It's a TIF district.
Mm-hmm.
Is the village able, or are we able? We've always talked kind of, oh, we're dealing with our own property, but how do we help landlords and their property that are sitting vacant? Capri, the old Capri is vacant. The sign still says we're over here now. Like, it's like that's been since I've been here. And it's like, I don't know if they're absentee landlords. You can't force private development or private ownership. Mm-hmm. However, there are things happening that we're doing to improve it. Is there a means to co-opt that, the landlords, into something and say, let's help you lease these spaces? We're going to bring dollars through facade program. We're doing enhancements to public realm, you know, that they're rocking and rolling across the street. I mean, I guess we've kind of focused on our property a lot, but it's like, is there a means to help these landlords if they want the help? They don't always want the help.
Yes, question.
But
it is a good point.
How do we, you know, we have a comp plan? I mean, I guess I'm trying. How did we put the pieces of this puzzle together to get some of those properties active?
I mean, my suggestion would be is
JLL.
JLL.
Honestly, that's what I'm going to do. Like, hey, here's a little sidebar. You guys
call them up. You know, and you can rep. You know, you know, these guys might not want a cold call, but we can call them together. You know, and we can give them the information as much as we can. I mean, it's all public knowledge. And then this, I mean, you should be able to call the landlords and have a discussion.
Yeah.
Or can we make a connection to them and to JLL? So it's coming from us or something, you know, so that, you know, sometimes it's a little bit awkward making a cold call to someone, you know, these guys might. But yeah, I mean, wouldn't that be the group?
We have vacancies. They've been there.
Yeah.
You know, and we have improvements. I think JLL could help as a, maybe as a, again, a real estate rep on behalf of the village. That, hey, we can, you know.
Well, we'd make an introduction. I mean, they would get, they'd be the, they'd represent whomever side that they would represent there, either the business or the landlord, but we can make an introduction and say, hey, look, I don't know who you're using. This is the village's partner in this world. I think that would go a long way if I was a landlord.
I'm not necessarily saying throw in a brokerage towards them, but, you know, or whatever, but they're a resource to the village that maybe, again, as we put all these things together, maybe it's a help to landlords if they want it. But we also, I know, vacancies are bad.
Mm-hmm. You know? In one for 10 years, that's clearly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everyone, you know, you have some of these people that own a ton of properties. We have people in the neighborhood. It could be one of those where they have so many properties, it's not even worth their, you know, it's true though, you know what I mean? Where they're just like, meh, whatever. And part of these family trusts and things of that nature. But I know if someone were to call and say, hey, we'll lease this for you. We're doing this and that. You know, we'll get someone in there. You'll get some positive income, you know, no TI. I mean, everyone would say yes to that unless there's something else going on. Then we should probably know if there's something else going on as well. Why wouldn't you want?
Again, we've put a lot of we've put some tools in place here to help facilitate that. And I don't know if it's doing anything yet, but like TIF. Public realm, we're doing public realm a project in Springfield, Massachusetts. We're spending millions of dollars on streetscape to attract development. And so hopefully this North Avenue plan has some attraction to it. Resurfacing sounds a little bland, but, you know, hopefully it has stuff that are improving the public realm, improving public activation. And that's the kind of stuff that, again, these things accrue to added benefit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We can do it in 3 minutes. Yeah.
They recognize names, just try to get smarter and trying to either send them a letter or figure out how to get in front of them. And at least we're working with the identified group of properties to see if there's things that we can do to spur development.
And help, part of it is changing the narrative, helping reposition it, because there's a lot of things, a lot of, again, tools, things happening. Yeah.
So these are all good ideas, but how do we make it an actionable item? You know what I mean? What are we, outside of like thinking of ideas, I mean, can we, the vacant properties, I feel like we should be able to get a list of vacant properties. Mm-hmm. Well, I can drive over there. I can make a list of properties.
We could, but it's the manual labor. The village doesn't maintain a list.
No problem.
We've had that to comment.
Consider this one on me. I'll make a list of vacant properties.
Okay? Just going to go to Johnny's and then I'm walking up and down the street. I'll get a beef and I'll have an ice.
Yeah. So that can be difficult. You can look up the address. You can reverse, you know, try to see who's paying the tax bills, but you don't really know.
Yeah.
But just to go there, is there a connect? Can you give me the name of who we're working with at JLL so I can see who would be the appropriate party to talk to about this if we just gave them some information?
Mm-hmm. I think so, yeah.
I mean, if we're doing anything that we shouldn't be, but at least we're trying to do something. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we could just, if we could talk with someone there and say, hey, you guys are doing this. We want you to work on all of River Forest. It's not going to be these guys that came here, but it might be someone else that, I'll get that list. And then there was one more piece of that. No, like it's gone. Well, the other thing is like buildings that, okay, there's vacancies and then there's oddness, like the Montessori building, which is a huge opportunity perhaps for development down the road. I don't know what's going on there. If they're open, are they not open?
I don't know if they're open.
But it looks like they're taking enrollment.
Yeah.
Like when I drove past, I was trying to go slow and like look. Yeah. It looks like they're trying to seek enrollment, and there's more stuff in the front windows.
Okay.
So that, but I don't know though. As an official, I don't know.
Yeah. I went to a Montessori. We're not a secret cult. You know what I mean? It's weird. Like, you know what I mean? You would know. Like, if a good Montessori, I mean, mosaics. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Wow.
That's fair. That's fair.
And you're familiar with, like, the whole conversation the village recently had, to put it politely, with Keystone.
Keystone. Yeah.
So that is probably kind of where it is right now. That might be settled kind of where it is at this point. It was in the Wednesday Journal. You can look it up.
Okay.
There. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't think we could look at that one and expect it to turn retail, is my point.
Montessori?
The Keystone, yeah. Because they own that building.
Yeah.
Oh.
And they're not.
Yeah, but I mean, maybe not that footprint, but
they own it. Might have a mortgage on it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, the point being is,
I'm just saying, there's no enrollment and they owe at some point, they may not own it anymore. It's kind of the same thing over here. I'm just, you could get in a tricky situation.
Someone might want to buy it. I don't know if anyone's going out there. So it would be on the list of people I would talk to with JLL. We've identified that in the past.
Acquisition is a TIF eligible expense.
Yeah. There you go.
Thank you, expert.
Oh, but it's why we did it.
Yeah.
To help. I mean, and I'm not saying that specifically, any property along there. There are other properties that are for sale.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I know one of the landlords, so I'll help with that one.
But, the nice thing about JLL is that we can kind of step back from that, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we don't have to.
Yeah.
If there's an emergency situation where we have to come in, and we can get, because we don't want it going. But JLL should be able to, I would want that. There's some guy at JLL that would love that listing. You know what I mean? That would love to like work for it and have it in with the village. I mean, all right, I'll go do that and just take a look. Other people are over there too,
I'll take a look. I'm up there.
All right. Yeah, we're going a little bit longer than.
Oh.
Sorry for all the conversation. It's good conversation. I don't think we have any.
I cut you off.
Yeah, I don't know. What I was wanting to mention that the property next to the lot on Lake and Laser, that's on sale now. That there was that little building next to the.
Not the train in between Dwyer that.
No, late, not Lake and Laser. Sorry.
Oh no! Yeah, okay. No, I know, Chad. Yeah, that one's for sale. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
The attorney, right? The Greek.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is he an attorney? Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he's an attorney, but the property owner. Yep.
No, mm-hmm. I think it's legal off.
Yeah.
Just get swept into the big development.
Yeah.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Is JLL aware of it? I'm sure they are.
Yeah. Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, ideally. I think the property next to that one as well is in play.
Pete's?
Not Pete's. There's another building.
There's two.
That's all one. He owns that whole thing.
Oh, I thought that was two side-by-side units.
No, so it's one building, and then it's Pete's. That's
okay. Yeah. Why did I think that was two buildings?
It has the appearance of
right.
Buildings. Okay, maybe it's painted or something like
his
that.
I think his office is one, and he's got something else going on.
Okay,
there. But yeah, cool.
Pete's.
I mean,
the one.
We just, I don't know.
So for full again, we did approach. We went out. We talked to Pete's quite a number of times. Yeah. We talked to the law offices. We tried to assemble that. That's another key way, you know, knowing that we had Lutheran General site.
He was not.
No.
Does not interest him.
But.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And, you know, ideally the market responds. So hopefully, now with, I think that's been for sale for a little bit. But,
yeah.
And, you know, eventually Pete's will probably sell.
I mean.
And that's our hope is that the market assembles that. I mean, rather than.
Right.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. And Pete could actually move right down to Moran's, which is an open space. I mean, it is actually pretty perfect, but he, you know, it's his property and his decisions.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're pretty much done. We did a lot of discussions here. It's good. Thanks, guys. Appreciate all the other business.
None.
So, I mean, it's no use. I'm not going to stay here for hours. It's insane. So let's just go ahead. Can we get a motion to adjourn?
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thanks, everyone.